Darkmere by Helen Maslin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Stephen. There was a girl in the water. The waves were many times bigger than she was, and infinitely stronger, but she fought her way through each one. She kicked and clawed and lunged, even though the coldness lent every wave the impact of a hammer blow. The girl gasped, her body juddering. It hurt. Another huge wave came crashing down over her head like a rock slide, and she knew she was going under. She flailed, panicking, but the water shrugged and flipped her over. Then it swallowed her whole. How could she fight something that didn't know she was there? She wasn't even a very good swimmer. The girl surfaced in a different wave altogether. Before she could catch her breath, a new wave rose up and tried to haul her in another direction. Her mouth was rough and salty with seawater. Already, she could imagine how it would feel in her chest, her lungs. She was horribly afraid she would die. But the alternative had been to watch him die. And that hadn't felt like an alternative at all. No, she was not going to let it happen. Because just as the sea has always been the sea, girls have always been girls. She would not give in. Chapter 1. Kate. When Leo asked me if I was going away for the summer, I nodded immediately and untruthfully. Where? He lifted his eyes to mine the way...